y'all. So I wanted to take that moment on behalf of the Alvarez family and say thank you for welcoming us and making us feel right at home. Chapter 17, we're going to be in verse number 11, but before we begin, I have a story to tell y'all. There's a boy named Ricky. Ricky was a 9-year-old boy who lived in a beautiful house in Tennessee, 2-story house. And Ricky, living with his parents, would often climb out his window at night, and there was a huge tree outside his window that enabled him to climb down. He would meet up with his friends in the middle of the night and explore the forest, and it's kind of like the beginning of a horror story almost. But little Ricky overheard his mom and dad talking one day at the breakfast table, and his parents were saying, yeah, that tree has not produced fruit in about 3 years, so I think we're just going to have to chop it down. Well, obviously, Ricky is getting panicky because if the tree's gone, then he has no way of going into the forest and exploring with his friends. So Ricky has an idea. Ricky goes to the store, buys as many pears as he can. I mean, a huge basket of pears. Goes back to the tree, gets a staple gun, and staples the pears onto the tree. After he's done, he takes a step back and says, oh my goodness, that looks like a thriving, healthy pear tree. Goes to sleep. Next day, he wakes up to his dad's surprise saying, oh my goodness, honey, Ricky, come down here. This is a miracle. Our apple tree has produced pears. You know, sometimes, if I'm telling on myself, sometimes that's how my life can be when it comes to the subject of thankfulness. And let me explain. I know that a healthy Christian should be thankful. I know that it should just be the natural product of a healthy Christian's life, but oftentimes, when it comes times like these services, when we're at the Thanksgiving table and it's your turn to say what you're thankful for, we're kind of like, okay, let me think what I'm thankful for. And it's almost like we're stapling the fruit of Thanksgiving on our lives. When in reality, the healthy Christian should have thankfulness just as a natural part of their lives. It's thankfulness a natural part of your life, okay? In the lesson of Luke, we're gonna learn 4 lessons from lepers that will compel us to a life of natural thankfulness. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity that I have to present your word. I pray that you would please fill me with your spirit. I ask that you would, Lord, bind Satan and his demons, and I pray that as I give the message that it would fall on good ground. I can't do this without you, so I claim the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. 4 lessons from lepers. Let's look in Luke 17 and verse number 11. The Bible says, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. First lesson we can learn from these lepers, which will compel us to a life of thankfulness, is number 1, thankfulness comes from remembering what we have. Thankfulness comes from remembering what we have. There's no question at all that these lepers realized their current state. Leprosy was a terrible disease. It still is a terrible disease today. In Bible times, there was no cure for leprosy. It was a disease that attacked the nervous system, which led to symptoms such as blindness, hair loss, fingers falling off, bubbling sores that appeared on the skin. It was almost as if you had the disease of you were an alive person, but you were slowly and gradually decaying. In fact, the leprosy, because their sores caused their skin to be open, you could smell the heinous scent and odor of the rotting leper long before you ever saw him. Leprosy was a terrible disease. Because leprosy was a terrible disease, lepers had to be separated from their friends and from their family. If I were a leper, I couldn't go home tonight. If you were a leper, you couldn't go to your home tonight and sleep in your bed. You had to live, in Bible times, you had to live outside the city and at all times maintain at least a 100-foot space from every single person. Leprosy was a terrible disease. Leprosy in the Bible is a graphic picture of a disease that we have all had. Leprosy is a picture of sin. Sin a disease incurable by man. Sin is an inside disease that has outward evidences, and sometimes we like to get rid of the outward evidences. At the end of the day, if we don't take care of the heart of the matter, which is sin, then we're still going to have sin on the outside. Sin causes separation from God. Because we're sinners, we don't get to enjoy the presence of God. No, just like the lepers being outcast from the city, we ourselves were outcasts, and we had to be separate from God. Like this story, Jesus heals the lepers. And if you're saved in here, you have been healed from this incurable disease called sin. When Jesus died on the cross to pay for your sins, he washed all your sins away. It wasn't just like he covered your sins. No, he washed it all away. Though my eyes linger on this scene, may passing time and years not steal the power with which it impacts me and the freshness of this mystery. True thankfulness comes when you realize what you have. All you had was your relationship with God. That would be enough to be thankful for the rest of your life. Pile on the fact that God has been so good to us, more than we deserve, thankfulness to just flow naturally of a Christian's life. A lot of times, if I'm telling on myself, I can get to a place where I look at all the bad. I look at the problem of, it's too cold outside, there was ice on my windshield, without looking at the blessing of, wow, I have a car, what a privilege that is. We always are so quick to find the negative in a situation. If you truly stop and think about all that we have, that'll compel us to a life of thanksgiving. Let's look at the second lesson from the lepers. Number one, thankfulness comes from remembering what we have. Number two, thankfulness is an opportunity to respond to God's goodness. Verse 14, and when he saw them, Jesus said unto them, go show yourselves to the priests. It came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. The only thing that leper offered Jesus is his thanks. Do you know that you have something that no one else in the history of mankind can offer to God? You have something the Apostle Paul could not give to God. You have something that great preachers of the past like D.L. Moody cannot give to God. You have something that the heroes of the Bible cannot give to God. The one thing that you have that no one else in the history of mankind can give to God is your heart of thanks. Are you giving God your heart of thanks? We can't give God salvation. We can't give God a home. We can't give God family. We can't give God a lot of the things that God has given us. But one thing that we can give him is our thanks. Are we just the beneficiaries of God's blessings without ever stopping and giving thanks to the one who gave us those blessings? I don't want to get to the point in my life where I'm like the nine that could have given God something, could have given Jesus something, but instead kept it for themselves. God has been so good to us. If you truly stop and think about it, we do not have barely anything to offer God. Just about the one thing that we do have to offer God is our thanks. Are you giving thanks to God in response for how good that he has been to you? Let's look at lesson number three. Thankfulness, too, is greater than thankfulness for. Thankfulness, too, is greater than thankfulness for. 17. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. I have a question for you that's kind of a trick question. So if you're brave enough to shake your head, you might get it wrong, just so you know. For the other 9 that left thankful, I think it's pretty clear that the one was thankful, right? Were the other 9 thankful? If you were to go back in time and observe this scene, and all of a sudden you see 10 lepers off from a distance, you see 10 lepers who just got healed, and you saw 9 of them start running into the city. And if you were to stop one of them and say, hey, buddy, 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 hey, are you thankful? I think he would have said, well, yes, I'm thankful. I get to see my family. I get to see my friends. I get to be a part of the city again. I am thankful. The difference was not that the 9 were not thankful and the 1 was. The difference is that nine of them were thankful for, one of them was thankful to. We can get to a point in our lives where all we focus on is what we're thankful for. I'm thankful for my church. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for. And all our focus is on what God has given us rather than who gave it to us. Don't let this Thanksgiving season pass by. Don't let your days pass by without realizing that the one who gave you those blessings is far greater than the blessing themselves. Sang the song, give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given. We didn't sing give thanks for, saying give thanks to. In the Bible, if you do a study, give thanks to is far more commanded than give thanks for. It's easy to be distracted with all that we've been given, to lose focus on the one who gave us those gifts. Thankfulness for something is not good enough. It has to come to a point in your life where you're not only thankful for, but you realize, no, I'm going to take my thanks and direct it to God. It's like if I wrote a beautiful thank you note and I listed everything that I'm thankful for without giving a dear so-and-so. You say it's a nice letter, but it's not directed to anyone. And if all we are is thankful for, then we have thanks, but it's not directed to the one who gave us that thanks. Lessons from lepers, not only be thankful for, but be thankful to. Let's look at number four. Thankfulness to God brings greater blessings. Verse 19 says, he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Because the one leper stopped, decided not only to be thankful for, but to give his thanks to Jesus, Jesus blessed him with far greater blessings, which was not only physical healing, but spiritual healing as well. I worked on a bus route for about 10 years. And every single Christmas time, the church would give us gifts to give our bus kids. A lot of the gifts were, you know, bubbles, maybe a football or basketball, maybe a small doll, just maybe $5 to $10 gifts that every kid got on the bus. But included in the package, there was normally one huge gift. Sometimes it was a bicycle. Sometimes it was a scooter. Sometimes it was a $100 gift card so that the parent can buy toys. It was a lot of little gifts. There was also one big gift. And every year, I remember one particular year, about 2 years ago, was dropping off the kids, and at drop-off, you hand them the toy. So I was given this person bubbles and this person. And it's incredible to me, if I can just be honest with you, it's incredible to me to see kids with so little complain about gifts. I would give them gifts, and they'd be like, what? That's it? You're not going to give me? And it's just like this entitlement attitude. It's just like, it's so shocking to me that someone with so little would complain about just a simple $5 gift. When it came time to drop off this one particular family, two girls were Alyssa and Melani were their names. Two little girls, 9-year-old and probably 5 or 6-year-old. Alyssa and Melani. Well, I gave them a package of bubbles and probably a little doll. And the joy on their face was just so encouraging to me. We're so thankful for that little gift, that little $5 gift and $10 gift. Do you think that I would be more inclined to give the bike to those who complained or to the two little girls that were thankful for the little that they had? I remember getting that bicycle and going back the next day, knocking on their door, and I remember the absolute shock on their face when they realized that I was giving them that bicycle on behalf of the church. It was so encouraging to me. And sometimes we think that, you know, God just, you know, he doesn't bless or he blesses regardless of our thankfulness. But, you know, I think that God blesses more to the people who are thankful to him. I don't think give and it shall be given unto you is only implied with money. I think if we give God our thanks, then God is more inclined to give us greater blessings. It's not, we don't stop at this point for that to be our motive. We don't pray and say, okay, Lord, thank you for this. In the back of our minds, we're hoping because he gives us this. That's not why we pray. That's not why we give him thanks. We give him thanks because he's worthy. But it's an interesting point to note that the only one who was spiritually cured was the one who gave thanks for the physical cure. Thankfulness to God brings greater blessings. I think thankfulness to God also changes your perspective on your circumstance. Because when you intentionally focus on the good that God has given you in your life, all of a sudden, the problem that you were focusing on doesn't seem that big anymore. Thankfulness to God brings greater blessings. Four lessons that we can learn from lepers. Number one, thankfulness comes from remembering what we have. Number two, thankfulness is an opportunity to respond to God's goodness. Thankfulness to is greater than thankfulness for. And thankfulness to God brings greater blessings. Right now, we're going to take up an offering. Not an offering where we give our money. An offering where we pause to give God thanks. Everyone, bow your heads and close your eyes. I'm not going to have a call forward invitation. But if God has spoken to your heart on one of these areas, maybe you've been giving thanks for rather than directing your thanks to God. Take this moment, pray to God. As a church family, let us offer up our hearts of praise and our hearts of thanksgiving to God.